Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, David Cone. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Cone. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gerald Young. Batting second, the left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third, the second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Denny Walling. Batting seventh, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Deshays. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jim Deshays. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Teufel moves to second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Gerald Young, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Doran hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Walling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Elster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bez hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Bez reaches second base with a double. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walling hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Teufel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Teufel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Teufel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Deshays is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deshays strikes out. 1 out. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Young, who is chasing the ball. McReynolds reaches third base with a triple. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Cohn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0 for 1 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Cohn covering, for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive towards short. Elster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bez. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Carter reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll pinch hits for Jim Deshaies. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gerald Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Hatcher steals second. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Doran is 0 for 2 in the game. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Duran moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cone has Davis trapped. He fires to second, with Elster covering, who throws back to Hernandez who tags Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Elster is 0-2 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Cone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cone is 0-2 in the game. Cone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Walling is 0-for-2 in the game. Walling hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Baz. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Baz steals second. Rafael Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Camacho. Strawberry moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strawberry scores. McReynolds moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Juan Agosto now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Agosto fields it and throws to first for the out. McReynolds moves to third. Carter moves to second. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Elster is 0-for-3 in the game. Elster is walked intentionally. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for David Cone. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McReynolds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. Elster moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Jeff Heathcock now pitching. Craig Reynolds now playing shortstop. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Teufel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger McDowell now pitching. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bez. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to third. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McReynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Mets. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Doran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doran hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-3 in the game. Walling takes first base on ball 4. Bez moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ashby is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bez scores. Walling moves to second. It's 5-2, Mets. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Jeff Heathcock. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.